7. Performance multiplier number 3. Project manager. Like many executives, Jack had a full plate running his company. That plate was overflowing with an assortment of work-related tasks to various boards he was on, as well as some family obligations. On top of all that, he wanted to build a new home, a new estate, really, on the New England coast. Speaking with the architect and contractors, Jack discovered the build-out would take about 2 years and that the team would like to meet with him once a week throughout that period. Would he mind popping up from New York City that frequently to discuss progress and decisions? Of course he wouldn't mind, but it was an impossible ask. Neither he nor his wife could spend a day up in New England every week. There had to be some sort of workaround. So he turned to his EA, Steph. Well aware of her ESP superpowers, he tapped into those abilities and made her the project manager for the build-out of the estate. He arranged for an introductory meeting, which assured that key contacts knew to go to Steph for answers. At first, Steph started out as something akin to a messenger. Armed with her ESP superpower, she would check in with the architect and contractors to relay messages and set and monitor deadlines. When the occasional mishap happened, Steph tapped into her translating skills. She was there to advocate for Jack to ensure the work was done to his specifications. When one of the subcontractors had an issue with a designer, Steph stepped in, finessed the relationship, and redirected everyone back to the main points and the task at hand. Once the estate was built, Steph met with the general manager on a weekly basis to go over the punch list that ran a full 50 pages. Each week, she'd ensure each task was assigned to the proper group and provide an update to Jack. Clearly, Jack was able to be present and function optimally within his business, thanks in large part to Steph taking on the role of project manager. Knowing both Jack and what his expectations were for the project well, she was able to see it through to completion while he was able to focus on his job, and perhaps even more importantly, enjoy the building of such a rare estate because Steph took the brunt of the daily challenges. That's what it's like to enable your EA as a project manager. Leaving the managing and organizing of your projects to someone else frees your time and energy and allows you to fully experience those projects as a spectator. Your EA as project manager. Traditionally, the title of project manager is reserved for people who are responsible for taking a viable product and moving it through production, following particular steps. Those individuals often have a degree in project management and are familiar with Sigma 6 or lean manufacturing process tools. That's not quite what we mean by the term. When we speak of your EA being a performance multiplier as a project manager, what we are talking about is giving your EA ownership of a project or an event. Let's say you want to have a board retreat. As project manager, your EA looks at the timeline available to pull the event off and then follows through on taking care of everything. They manage the attendees' flights, arrange car service from airport to hotel, and reserve all the lodging. They make sure the meals fit any specific dietary needs. They collect items for and fill the swag bags, coordinate the entertainment, and create agendas and board books. If there is a theme for the event, they ensure the decorations are in alignment with it. In short, they will manage every facet of the retreat and make sure it's a success. Meanwhile, you get to enjoy the retreat with your board. You'll be able to think a little more clearly during any meetings because there will be no interruptions from hotel staff with last-minute questions or concerns because your EA will be the contact person throughout. As project manager, your EA can take on annual events like the board retreat or setting up for a vendor show and handle the one-offs. Ethan once organized the physical relocation of a small marketing company in New York City. The company moved 3 floors down in a large skyrise. He was the point person who coordinated with the building's facilities management to clear out the new space. He then worked on the build-out with the architects to figure out the floor plan. Where should the outlets for the internet go? How about the copier? The equipment closet? He also worked with the interior designer to pick out the color scheme and furniture. Additionally, he was the contact person for the certificate of occupancy and got all of the permits signed off so the company could make the move. Next, he coordinated the movers, which included working with all of the staff to ensure that everyone's personal materials wound up at the correct desk in the new office. Finally, he subcontracted with a professional IT relocation group to handle moving the computer infrastructure. Stephanie, meanwhile, had a principal with a large art collection and served as the project manager for the build-out and updating of a database of artwork. She uploaded all the documents necessary to have the pieces appraised for insurance coverage. That required collecting data on where it was bought, documenting what kind of materials were used to create it, recording whether it was signed and dated, and specifying where the piece of art was physically located. While that was a one-time project for her, she does periodically need to update the database when her principal moves pieces to different residences or purchases more. Many jobs can fall under the rubric of project management: family vacations, preparing for large presentations, holding fundraisers, and coordinating corporate or team events. We would like to encourage executives to think broadly about what their EA can do for them. They might surprise themselves with new ideas. For example, we had a client who asked us to help her get a BMX riding course created in her backyard. Of course we could. That was a fun project to manage. Executives are going a million miles a minute, cramming as much as they can in their days, which means there must be something they can hand off to the person running alongside them. Empower your EA as a performance multiplier for you by making them a project manager for something. Benefits. Once again, the biggest benefits of thinking of your EA as a project manager is the time they will save you. From the point of doing a needs assessment prior to starting a project to the actual completion, your EA can be the one with an Excel spreadsheet, listing the tasks, tracking assignments, and monitoring the timeline. They can coordinate with each of the actors for each of the tasks, follow up with them numerous times if need be, and be certain that the project goes off without a hitch. The ESP superpower that helps your EAs stay two steps ahead of the process, combined with synchronization in ways that will wow everyone else involved, makes you look like the amazing executive pulling all the strings. Their translating skills, including the velvet no, will enable them to be persistent with people to maintain the timeline and keep the ball rolling without angering anyone along the way. Meanwhile, you can focus on your part of the puzzle, knowing your EA has the rest of it under control. Depending on the project, your EA can also lighten your decision-making load. What to serve for the main course at an awards banquet? Should you use navy blue or light blue for the slide background? They can collect bids from various car service providers, entertainers, and so on, and make recommendations from there. All of those decisions can add to the pile of much larger decisions you need to make to run your business. Though some seem relatively minor in the grand scheme of things, they still take mental energy that you may want to reserve for larger concepts. Take that energy back by delegating the decisions that don't require your personal attention. We know that many business leaders have a hard time letting go of the small details, probably one of the reasons you're as successful as you are. However, once a level of trust and finish each other's sentences partnership is built between you and your EA, letting go of those decisions is freeing. You do not have to walk through the minutiae of each step of each project. All that's required from you is a couple of hours spread over the planning months spent on check-ins to be sure you are on target, and for you to approve bigger decisions when necessary. The more decisions you hand over to your EA, the less time you'll need for these items too. Of course, that means you must be willing to hand over the reins. Yet again, you truly have to trust your EA to empower them in the role of project manager. Empowering your EA project manager. To empower your EA to take ownership of projects, one of the first things you can do is hold a kickoff meeting for the project. Your EA will need to be at that meeting, as well as any other key players that the project impacts or affects in some way. Outline the overall scope and goals of the project, then list the milestones. What important tasks need to be done, and by what dates? If you have any ideas or concerns about the tasks, you can make them known at this time. If you do not have any specifics to share or discuss, but you don't want to give your EA carte blanche, you can establish that you will need to see options before any decisions are made. After that meeting, you can schedule regular check-in meetings to be sure you stay up to date and in the loop. Eventually, after your EA has handled a couple of large projects, you will feel confident in letting them handle all of the decisions. Then your kickoff meetings will be about the scope and breadth of the project and any touch points for specific wants or needs. Ideally, you'll reach a point where a kickoff meeting is not even necessary, when you can just tell your EA, "I need to have X done by Y date." They can then use their superpowers to make it happen and just check in with you right before they hit a point of no return. For example, a deposit is being placed on a hotel room, that there are just 24 hours remaining to confirm a flight, or a cancellation deadline is imminent. You can always set parameters for decisions beforehand as well. For example, you can set parameters around the amount spent on swag bag gifts, the hours of the day you prefer to travel, or are open to specific genres of music for entertainment booking. Aside from empowering your EA by trusting in them, you need to think about whom your EA will need to communicate with to complete the project. Those people then need to be alerted that your EA speaks for you, that they are an agent in charge, and as such, should be treated with respect and cooperation. And then set the expectation that those people should speak with your EA about the project, not you, the principal. A top-level EA in the performance multiplier role of project manager can coordinate all facets of your events, special one-time projects, ongoing tasks, and so much more. Your EA is smart and will represent you at the highest level. They understand your wants and needs, as well as your expectations. As such, they can put some space around you by being your eyes and ears on a project so you are not inundated with calls, questions, and emails from a multitude of people who need to be answered. By introducing the EA from the get-go to all those key players and empowering them with trust, they can complete the project in such a way that what you need to do for it fits into your schedule throughout the whole process. Which brings us to the next performance multiplier, assistant/scheduler.